This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Fluke Talk, everybody, and welcome to the ADD Podcast. This is Actively Distracted Dialogue, Episode 7, recorded live in Greenwood, Arkansas at the WDPN Satellite Studios. Today on ADD, we're going to be delving into a marvelous world. We're going to be looking at the Marvel television universe. Not necessarily their film, but mostly
that's too bad.
Well, you know, they've got a lot going on there on film, and that costs more money than what you can stream on Hulu, which is where I catch up on everything. And speaking of catching up, that's not what this show is about. This is not going to be about catching you up on what's happening on both of Marvel's television series. That is actually handled on a different podcast here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. If you need to get caught up on everything from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter, even Flash, Arrow, other comic universe television series, go to whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com and look for the Geek Watchtower. They handle that. Also, this won't necessarily be much about the actual comic books. If you're looking for comic book discussions, head to whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com and check out the Bat Squad Radio. They typically handle a lot of your comic knowledge. But this, we're just looking at where they're going with the Marvel television universe and how they're looking at maybe tying it in ultimately to what's happening in cinema. So, anyway, let's get this started. I'm Mike. We've got Tony.
Heyo.
And we have Josh.
Hey.
So let's get going. Tony, you had this idea to do a podcast about the Marvel television universe.
From what I remember asking if we could do one about the Marvel film universe and then later on do the DC television universe, because DC's kind of taken over TV, Marvel's kind of taken over the big screen, bringing a lot of different universes together. So that's what I intended. We're going to take a look at the Marvel television universe through a couple of different shows. Won't really touch any DC on this episode. Maybe some other. I mean, DC's got a lot of movies coming out.
They do.
They have a lot of nice things coming out. You got the Aquaman. You've got the Batfleck and Superman coming out. They're starting to push into the movies, starting Wonder to bring Woman, some things together. The Super, Wonder Woman, Supergirl.
They're making a Wonder Woman movie?
Yes.
Who's Wonder Woman?
The Israeli chick from Fast and Furious, what rides a motorcycle and gets all hot and heavy with the guy who dies in Tokyo Drift.
No idea. Well, I haven't seen it since Tokyo Drift came out. So
I haven't seen it since the first one. I saw the first one.
You've got about 15 hours to catch up on.
I don't.
It's Lord of the Rings.
They just came out with Fast Furious 7.
Not yet.
I saw it at Walmart. Maybe it was 6. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know Arabic numbers.
They've dropped Fast. It's now just Furious 7.
Right. So now the next one's, I heard, is just going to be called Fur.
It's Fur 8.
Fur 8.
It'll have The Rock and Vin Diesel.
And CG Paul Walker.
They're
supposed to like finish the last one with
his
CG.
Brother.
Yeah, his brother was like
Christopher Walker.
Yeah, he was his body double, and they just did like a CG Paul Walker.
Ryan Walker? Ryan?
It doesn't matter.
Gosling?
It doesn't matter what his name is.
I think that's his brother. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey,
but we're definitely not talking about Fast and Furious on this episode.
No, that is not a Marvel property.
Fast and Furious could probably be a very upset Wally West, but of course that's DC,
that
and we'll cover
DC.
That eventually.
Why wouldn't it be Barry Allen?
Because Wally West was before Barry Allen. Barry Allen is in the TV show. Wally
Briefly.
West is actually older than Barry Allen.
Yes.
No, you're correct.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure anymore.
Fair enough. Okay. Back to Marvel.
But they are related.
Well, yes. No.
Through marriage.
I don't know any of these names. But who is Barry Allen and who is Wally West?
The Flash.
When Marvel started pumping out their new movies, you know, starting, I guess, with Iron Man and then going on to, was it Captain America?
Captain America.
And, you know, Iron Man 2. And then
The Avengers the 1,
Avengers,
I think.
Avengers, I think. And then we had Iron 3. Iron 3. And then Winter Soldier. Okay. So
Thor 2 were thrown in there somewhere,
there were some
you never really heard much about those.
Thor 1 was pretty much Thor was pretty much just Chris Hemsworth with long hair, and he had a power or two for a couple of minutes. I was disappointed with 1.
Really?
I was. I mean, it was awesome how he when he had his power,
but Kat Denning.
But then he just lost it?
But Kat Denning with the glasses?
Kat Denning.
Yeah.
Dennings.
Whatever.
Who's Kat Dennings?
There's two, that's even better. Nice. The assistant to Natalie Portman.
Oh, okay.
She's a broke girl on television, but that is the most worthless 30 minutes you can spend in front of a TV set. But yeah, of the upcoming Avengers movies, well, I think it was after Avengers when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out because they had to establish S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
Right, and Coulson, whatever his name is.
He's a very likable fellow.
He really is.
Clark Gregg.
I actually was very upset when the character, spoiler alert, gets stabbed.
When?
In, was it Avengers? Yes. Or, yeah, he gets stabbed by Loki. Gets stabbed with the staff right through his back, out his chest.
You know, I've heard rumors.
Very
that
upset.
That was in the beginning, wasn't it? The beginning
of the movie? No, it was about three quarters of the way through.
No, it was about
half.
About half, I guess.
About half.
I remember, it's been a while since I've seen any of those.
You know, there's rumor that that particular character, Coulson, may not actually have been full-blown human.
I was under the impression, or at least I had thoughts, that he was a successful, albeit turned down version of Captain America. I mean, he had taken the super soldier serum, but it didn't work as well as it did with Steve Rogers. But that's why, because he survives all this stuff, he's able to do this, he's lived for so long, but I haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I don't know if that's actually something that they've touched on, or you're claiming that perhaps there's talk of him being an E.T. of some kind?
Speculation amongst the fan base, I think, that not so much he was a byproduct of Howard Stark's super serum, but more that he may be a successful clone, or perhaps
maybe hybrid?
Android?
Really? Well, his one in the movie couldn't have been. That would be a very sophisticated android.
They have a flying aircraft carrier.
Not to say
sophistication is what they excel
at. Well, not to say
at.
It can't happen. Well,
they
Nick
built
Fury
a box to kill the Hulk.
Well, yeah, but Nick Fury can't get a new eyeball.
He doesn't need a new eyeball.
But you don't need an android walking around.
He seems
around
to do just fine with a lot of turning around, but he
well,
he
it sounds
gets
exhausting.
Done. Well. So you've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which came out, and I watched the first couple episodes, and I was like, it's just getting kind of hokey, you know, kind of a freak of the week thing when they give too much backstory. But as I followed through it, it's gotten a lot better. It definitely lended itself well to the second installation Marvel had of their television universe, which is still within their cinematic universe, the Agent Carter. That's the newest, I guess, the new hotness, which is old because it's from the 40s. But, you know, any reason to have Hayley Atwell on screen wearing that dress and that hat, I'm fine with.
Well, we did, while you were gone, we looked at the trailer. We saw a trailer for Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a couple of scenes, and then we went to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just to kind of catch up there. But
you guys haven't seen any.
I have not seen one episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Agent Carter. Not even one episode.
I haven't
no.
seen any of the Marvel.
Why'd
films.
You pick this topic?
I didn't.
Oh.
No, I got nothing.
I've seen all the movies except for Thor 2. I was so burned by Thor 1, I didn't even really want to give it a chance, and I should have. I've heard that it was good.
It's got more Hiddleston. I am
where
so
he lives.
Waiting for Josh to say something in this episode.
There's nothing
Last
I can
week
do.
We
there's
couldn't
no,
shut him up.
There's nothing I can talk about because I know nothing of what any of you're talking about. I don't know any
well,
of the names.
I don't either.
I don't know any of the people.
Oh, well.
Give us a grunt, a hmm, or ask a question.
I do. I ask, who is that? And then you just give me a
That's true. You did.
Lady Sif is one of the cohorts of Thor.
Of Thor. One of his what would you call them? Fellow travelers. I mean, like, they fight together. When you see Thor in the cartoon, comics, movie, whatever, he usually has about three or four other people. Usually, like, two or three guys. Real big fat guy's one of them. He has a big, long beard. And they all fight. They're just fight.
Big, tall, Gimli-looking guy.
Yeah.
And then a pretty boy. And then Lady Sif, because, you know, chicks can fight, too. But let me tell you.
They always put her scantily clad, though. Which is funny. I mean, if you're going to go out and fight, you need some armor. Video game
Gauntlet, and then the one chick you could play as in Gauntlet.
Never played Gauntlet.
Well, if you could make a
Golden Axe. The front of Golden Axe.
Yeah, if you could make a thong out of plate mail, she's wearing one. I mean, she's basically wearing a unitard made from chrome and gold.
Right. Because feminism. So the movie universe is not entirely what we're focused on. We're more focused on the TV because Marvel is trying to venture in and push DC a little bit because DC has kind of cornered somewhat the television universe. And Marvel has pretty much cornered the movie universe out of these two competing factions. So they are moving in quite forcefully into TV.
So well, DC has had... I'm not going to say has, but had more series on television up until this most, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, you had, obviously, the big two, Arrow and Flash.
Right.
You know what? I know, I guess they're still up by one because you got Arrow, Flash, and Gotham. Constantine got dropped.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I need to watch that one.
That's why it got dropped.
When did they make a Constantine? Because
nobody watched it.
Nobody watched it.
Well, that's too bad.
It really is a shame because as it progressed, the writing got better, the plots got more compelling, the video effects, you know, improved.
I forgot to turn it off.
So we've got three series from DC out right now, but Marvel's big push, as you said, they're trying to get back into the television. And what I noticed doing some research on this is actually their big push is more on subscription-based media with PlayStation Network and Netflix.
Really? Giving exclusives to Netflix?
Several series exclusive, which I would imagine, and this is, I don't know. I know Netflix is trying to garner more folks tuning in for an episodic content, which ironically they released the entire season all at one time.
Right.
So, like House of Cards, you can sit down and you can binge watch, you know, 18 episodes of House of Cards because Netflix is really trying to push their episodic content.
Right.
So, they're looking at getting like three or four different IPs from Marvel to be put out on Netflix. Obviously, the biggest one that is going to be coming up fastest is Daredevil, which will not have Affleck because he's busy being Batman
he's
on
in
DC's
a whole
dime.
Different thing,
so,
than
Batfleck.
What's your take on that? You know, Josh, what do you think about Daredevil coming to Netflix?
Never seen the movie. Don't really know what he is. I know is he blind?
Yes,
he is a blind lawyer.
That's what I know.
He's a blind lawyer
from Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, all right. Gordon Ramsay.
Matt Murdock.
Gordon Ramsay.
I think that would be a much more entertaining television show if he was blind.
A blind Gordon Ramsay. He's screaming at somebody. Oh, he doesn't know where they're at.
He's yelling at the doorknob.
Actually, his yelling is actually his version of sonar.
That's how
he
sees
yells
from yelling.
And he can see with his bat vision, with his British bat vision. Yeah, but that'd be a good one, I think, the Daredevil. I haven't seen anything about Daredevil coming to TV, so that's exciting for me.
Yeah.
I mean, not because I watch TV, but because I can find it at some point
online.
So obviously
you don't watch TV.
I do not watch TV.
Based on your input for Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
What do you
mean you don't
Agent
watch
Carter.
TV?
Well, I wasn't expecting to do TV, but that's neither here nor there.
You picked the topic.
I did not. So
you don't have a TV?
I have a television set. I don't have the cable for it. I do have Netflix.
So you're just saying you don't watch cable.
I don't TV. Watch. Yeah, I watch what I want to watch.
Okay.
You know, I don't go
he
by.
He does what he wants.
I'm an anarchist. I don't go by.
So you do watch TV. You just watch Netflix. On
I don't
TV.
Watch TV. I watch, and I usually don't even really watch a lot of shows. I watch more movies.
If you're
than
watching
anything.
Something on your TV, you're watching TV.
I'm watching what I want to watch, and I'm not watching on cable TV.
In my notes, I've got a little bit about what Marvel is looking at doing on particularly, which I thought was kind of odd, the PlayStation Network. I mean, I can't imagine this is going to have a lot of money thrown at it to be released exclusively on the PSN.
Sony, man.
True.
And Sony's doing a lot of movies. I mean,
yeah.
Sony's got
have
the money.
Have you seen them Spider-Man movies?
I haven't seen the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
I hear they're not.
They were better than the first ones.
Dude, Tobey's my really? Spider-Man, period.
Until
story.
You get to three.
Which will... No, there's not going to be a third. They're
there
going like Ultimate Spider-Man.
No. Yes. The third Spider-Man movie.
No. Oh,
Tobey
emo
Tobey Maguire is your Spider-Man until you get to the third one, which... There's a story behind that. Buck told me all about it. It's ridiculous why it turned out that way.
But it had Sandman.
Right. And it had like three or four different villains in there or something. Yeah. I mean, it was just too much. Because it was the way that I had heard
and
it.
Sandman
wasn't
portrayed as a villain.
He was portrayed as a man who was pushed to the edge through whatever. But apparently the director only wanted to have one villain in it. And they said, no, we have plans, so throw all these villains in it. And he said, I want to do what I want to do. And they said, well, we're paying you, so you're doing what we want you to. So he said, you know what? That's fine. Tobey Maguire or Peter Parker is going to walk down the road with slick black hair doing this stupid dance.
Look like the Penguin.
Yes. He really did.
From Gotham.
From Gotham. So yeah, that's why it turned out that way. And it's sad because it ended out what could have been a very good trilogy because I thought he was a fairly good Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire wasn't bad at all as a Peter Parker.
He still had the same lisp that Andrew Garfield has, but he's not British. So he gets my vote every time.
Well, you know, Andrew Lincoln's British.
Yes. I haven't seen an episode this season.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to recaps only, which you can catch on the White Dragon Podcast Network.com. Check out Walker Talkers. That's all. I haven't seen an episode. I've been listening to Kevin and Denny recap.
In the new Spider-Man's, he doesn't use a British accent.
I don't care if he uses a British accent or not. He's British.
You say you hate the guy because he's British.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do.
Why? Why do you hate British people?
Because Spider-Man's not.
So?
So.
So
Henry Cavill and Christopher Reeves and George Reeves, none of them were Kryptonian.
But
not a one.
Superman landed in America.
That does not make him an
so
American.
So Henry
he
Cavill needs
born.
To go back across the pond where he belongs.
A lot of some of the best actors are British, but they use American accents in their movies or shows.
Ooh, I can act like an American. How many Americans do you see putting on fake British accents?
Several.
Renee Zellweger, and that's about it.
Well, any American who
and
plays
Lindsay
in like
Lohan, but we're not going to go there.
No one will. Not anymore.
Gwyneth Paltrow did it. So yeah, women.
No, you see guys do that.
Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock.
Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock.
But
which
the
is,
fact that that movie
really
has Jude Law in it, I would burn it.
You don't like Jude Law?
Nope.
Because he's British?
No, because of the scarf.
He hates the scarf. Hate scarves and Brits.
Well, it's not his fault he wore a scarf. It was the people that gave
him
wardrobe.
You've seen a picture of him not as the guy from Not Sherlock?
The guy from Not Sherlock?
He was Not Sherlock.
Right, he was Watson.
Yes.
I've seen him, yeah. I mean, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Did he wear a scarf?
He did not.
You should adjust your contrast to your television.
That's probably what
it
was.
It was there.
It was probably there. You would probably know because you watch Saturday Night Live all the time.
All the time.
You never watch
every
it.
Every Tuesday.
You never. Every Tuesday. Saturday
it
Night Live. I'm catching the rerun. The rerun on Tuesday of Saturday Night Live. Okay. Well,
it's Tuesday night pre-recorded.
Sure it is. Well, that's Tuesday's probably when they're doing their second read-through.
Now, what does any of this have to do with Marvel television?
We're about to bring it all back around.
That's right.
We're about to bring it all back around.
Because in addition...
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man.
Nope. PlayStation Network is doing the Powers series.
Oh.
Which, is, as Josh knows, isn't really going to be based off of a lot of Marvel characters you've heard of.
Uh-huh.
It makes sense to me if Marvel's going to do an off-the-wall comic-inspired television show to put it on the PlayStation Network. Because the whole point of Powers is where you've got actual normal detectives. And they exist in a world that has superheroes. And they're basically investigating the crimes and stuff that are somehow linked to superheroes and or supervillains. So it would make sense because, if anything, it definitely has that appeal to, you know, a younger generation and also to, like, the 20-somethings. Also available from Marvel for streaming coming up, like we said, is the big Daredevil, which will be on Netflix, which is going to be huge. That one actually goes back to the earlier form of Daredevil, not the one you're used to seeing with the red leather mask and the little nubbins of horns.
What's he going
to
look like?
A ninja? Best way to put it, he basically is wearing all... You know what? He looks like the Dread Pirate Roberts from Princess Bride. To put it bluntly, if you look it up, all black type of suit and this oversized bandana that goes around him.
Mask.
He's kind of Zorro-esque, but no eye holes.
Almost like a
him.
Cowl. Well, yeah, he does.
It's more like a towel, maybe, but not a cowl. So that's really going to... I think that's going to take some fans back who are familiar with Daredevil solely from the Ben Affleck movie. They're going to be kind of like, But here's the big one. Kingpin, Vincent D'Onofrio, who I'm a huge fan of.
I'm a big D'Onofrio fan as well. I just think it's weird to have him as Kingpin. I don't know.
He's a great actor, though.
Well, he's a good actor, and I'm going to give him absolutely the benefit of the doubt.
Did you see him in Django Unchained?
I haven't seen Django Unchained.
What about Catch Me If You Can?
Good movie.
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah.
Or The Cell. He was quite a character in The Cell with Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, he was. Vincent D'Onofrio was in The Cell.
Right, from Titanic.
Are you talking about Leonardo DiCaprio again?
Oh, well, crap, I'm not going to watch this TV show.
Which one is it? Vincent D'Onofrio or is it Leonardo DiCaprio? It's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't write this down.
I don't think you read it.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
He's
the
guy
from Law and Order.
Okay, and Mosley. He is who?
Well, he's Edgar from Men in Black.
Yeah, the very first one.
Where do you keep your dad? Give me more sugar.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
He was the original farmer before the bug came down and put on the Edgar suit.
The Edgar suit, as it were.
But that's Vincent D'Onofrio. He's been in a lot of good things. I mean,
he's a great. He's Law and Order.
He was in
SVU.
He was in Full Metal Jacket.
He was Private Pyle.
It was difficult to watch that with Vincent D'Onofrio because
he plays.
Oh, he is.
And I think he'll be fine as Kingpin because he's not small. He's not huge like Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, and the Kingpin is supposed to be about 400 pounds of pure muscle.
Right, and he's not quite
that. So they're never going to find that.
He's a bulky guy, and I think he'll do fine. I think his head is shaved again in this, so basically it's Private Pyle, which will be distracting to anyone who's seen Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket.
No. Totally different character. It's not even going to be close. You won't even think about it.
You're right, because his character of Pyle just looked mentally not there.
And the Kingpin is very calculating. He's very calm and collected. He's a very good strategist.
Strategery.
Well, yeah, that's a word for it, I suppose. But yeah, I think he'll do well. I'm excited to see Daredevil, see how that turns out.
That's Netflix's first foray into this Marvel universe. Next, they've got, and this is where it loses me and probably most everybody else familiar. Well, not really familiar, but everybody else who's watched, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter and have seen the movies, and they're like, yeah, but they've never read a comic book. The AKA Jessica Jones, which I'd never heard of. Apparently she's the wife of Luke Cage, which I just thought was a guy from Street Fighter, but apparently not.
Well, he's not just a fighter from Street Fighter. He's not a fighter from Street Fighter.
Okay.
I've never played Street Fighter.
Well, that'd be Johnny Cage.
You guys have picked every subject that I don't know anything about other than the geography.
Well, you said Street Fighter, but it's Mortal Kombat. It's Mortal Kombat, not Street Fighter. But
which that was a decent movie.
I liked the first one.
I believe
one.
It had.
I really
want to touch the Heine from Billy Madison.
It was. It was exactly her. It was, I can't remember her name to save my life, but yeah, that was her that played.
It was not the mom from Willy Wonka. I get them confused. They're like my Jeff Bridges and my Jeff Daniels.
Nice.
They're the same person.
Well, I've got, for just this, Jessica Jones, it's coming on Netflix. It's going to be set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so crossovers are possible, but probably not with, like, your main Marvel characters. It's going to star Kristen Ritter, who is of no relation to John Ritter, because he can't have any more kids. She basically is a former superhero that opens up a detective agency, and it's going to have a crossover with the Defenders series, which comes out later on, you know, on Netflix. Ironically, her husband is Luke Cage, and he has his own series coming out. Tony, Luke Cage, as you said, is Power Man.
Right. He teams up with Iron Fist. Street level heroes.
Thugs.
For hire.
Kind of thugs.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, this is way before, obviously, they get into any, even dealing with the Avengers at all, which
Defenders.
they don't become Avengers.
Defenders.
Right. They actually, they take the mantle after the Avengers are gone.
Baron Gia.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Power Man and Iron Fist, so that'd be an interesting duo to see finally come to the screen.
It will, because Iron Fist is going to be the next Netflix series that comes out after Luke Cage or Power Man, and then ultimately it will round out with the Defenders, which I'm guessing is kind of a lower budget Avengers.
Probably going to put both of them together. I'm assuming same character, same actors will be in all three.
You know, they...
You would think.
During the comic run, Doctor Strange made a few appearances in the Defenders.
That would be a very good series to have.
You know, originally the Defenders also had Hulk, Namor.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't know, he got a little busy with the Invisible Woman.
If you didn't know, I didn't know of any of this.
Who, the Submariner?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Namor got it on with old...
Susan Storm?
Susie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Defenders is only slated to be a miniseries, so you're not probably going to see it picked up. But I think Agent Carter was supposed to only be a miniseries, but was so well received that it's got picked up for a second season. That being said, it's also on network television. You know, it's on ABC, which is Disney. What's your take?
It's gonna expand their movie universe. It's gonna expand their movie universe no matter what, because especially if they do well, they've already tied in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
and
the Avengers,
yes.
And Agent Carter with the Avengers through Captain America. So it's gonna if they can actually start linking them a lot more than they even have now, like what you're saying, and some of these other characters you've mentioned find their way even as cameos into the movies. The TV shows are going to get so much more street cred, if you will, especially with Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They're going to get so much more exposure because now they're in a movie theater.
Right.
That millions of people watch, which maybe only tens of thousands watch the TV show.
Now, do you think Marvel will actually use the same actors? Because DC is already... broken that mold by using a
different
Flash
yeah.
And everything like that in this upcoming, you know, Batman and probably in the JLA
right.
movie, which will be coming out. So do you think Marvel will keep with the same actors that they've got going in these Netflix series?
No, I think it's going to open up the... I think they probably will use the same characters because you've already got the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossover
right.
from movies to TV. You didn't have anything like that with the DC universe, the movie universe, and TV. There wasn't anything like that. And that's why I think if they'd use an Arrow in the JLA, it wouldn't be Stephen Amell. It would be a different guy because the Flash that Stephen Amell knows, or that Oliver Queen played by Stephen Amell knows, is not going to be the same Flash in the movies
no.
either. And although Stephen Amell's popularity as the Arrow and as a celebrity in general is very high. That's not really even Stephen Amell's personal begging that the guy in the Flash TV series
he
makes
does
it
like
movie.
That Grant kid, man.
He does, and he wants him to be a part of it. And some of that might have to do with Stephen Amell saying, "Hey, if this guy gets the Flash role in JLA, maybe I'll get the Arrow role in JLA."
True.
So it might have been some of that, and that's fine. That's building his own brand. But I think Marvel will. They seem like they would use the same characters. If they're going to spend that much money developing a TV character, then there's no reason to go out and find another guy.
Because and they've already kind of established that in the Agent Carter series when she runs into the Howling Commandos.
Right.
They used the same guys that they used in the first Captain America movie. So, you know, you had the... And really, you didn't really recognize any of those cats except the guy who played Dum Dum Doolittle with the bowler hat. And obviously, he was featured prominently as the chieftain of the Howling Commandos. And right. I do like that guy, even though he looks like an albino. With Marvel fleshing out their comic lineup and really using a lot of properties that aren't as well known, which really you have, that's all they have left because you've put Hulk and Iron Man. And
Spider-Man,
the Wolverines. Marvel isn't putting out, really, because it's a Sony thing. But with the upcoming Avengers Marvel Civil War movie, yeah, I'm supposed to get Spider-Man in that, which makes sense if you read the comic book. He plays an integral role in that.
Yeah.
But I think going forward, what Marvel is doing as far as their television universe or their streaming universe... right now looking like it's going to outdo what DC's putting out just because of their continuity. DC is claiming that they've got this universe they're building up, but the continuity is already shot by going with different actors, I think, for different characters in the film versus television.
And then there's Gotham. I mean, that is completely out of the universe altogether.
I am totally fine with that because you go into it knowing this is not a Batman series.
Exactly.
This is a series. It's called Gotham. It's about the city. Granted, it focuses on Jim Gordon, kind of, sort of. Don't get me started. That's not this episode. Trust
That'll
me.
That'll be
I
the
can
DC
go
episode.
For a while on Gotham and the problems with that because I'm all caught up with it. You know, this. I guess this episode's kind of just been a catch up on what
it's
Marvel's.
Not a
No, it's not a catch-up. It's a catch-out.
There you go.
For what Marvel has coming up. You know, like I said, their television slate obviously has Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I think is in its third season. Agent Carter's been picked up for a second season, which I'm super excited about. Powers, I will catch probably, you know, on the planks of a pirate ship because I don't have the PlayStation Network. Its plot line intrigues me, and the fact that it's got Charlton Copley and Eddie Izzard.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
On its list of
That's
actors,
cool.
It's kind of cool. Daredevil, I'm kind of a big fan about it. Josh, your take on a blind superhero who uses echolocation to find targets?
Oh, sounds pretty hard. That's all I got. Never saw Daredevil. Told you. Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Jessica Jones.
He did.
Is girls in a superhero movie without superheroes, it sounds like. I don't know. The last three are the ones that I'm not, or last four I'm not so sure about, with Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and the Defenders. Like, the Defenders interests me because it's, you know, kind of a Cheers kind of thing. It's like, you know, everybody knows their name by that point. But up to that, Iron Fist, my only experience with Iron Fist is playing Disney Infinity.
I'm not really too familiar with him other than Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which he was in, a video game.
Yellow bandana.
Green, very skin-tight
unitard.
Suit. Yeah, unitard with a yellow belt and like a big yellow collar. And all he is like a Zen master. I mean,
he's just a martial arts guy.
He's a martial artist.
Like
very
Luke
professional.
Cage.
Yeah, well, Luke
no,
Cage
Luke
is more
Cage.
Street fighting.
Actually, if I recall, hang on, let me get my notes here.
He's
I think
brawler.
Luke Cage ended up covered in, like, armor at some point as a result of an accident somehow.
Well, his skin's impenetrable.
Yeah, like, there you go. Yeah.
his skin itself. I mean, he right. he gets to the point where you can't actually break his skin.
In at one point in the comic run, he was imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit.
Oh, wow.
And somehow gained superpowers in the form of impenetrable skin and superhuman strength.
Oh, yeah. That's when he became Power Man, apparently, because because before then he was just a thug in the street, like you said. He was just a thug, but then he gets powers and he's like, hey, I can make money this way. Which doesn't quite not make him a thug. I mean, thugs do that as well, but he's not stealing money from people.
He's the hired hand.
He's a hired hand. He's a merc.
Yes.
But, no, I'd be, yeah, I'm interested to see Luke Cage and Iron Fist. I kind of wish they would be just one, like, just skip straight to the Defenders. You know, don't give me three or four before then.
You know, because if it, if you do.
It might run its course by the Defenders coming out.
Exactly, exactly. I don't think I need a whole season of Jessica Jones.
No.
To know she's married to Luke Cage. And then I have a whole season of Luke Cage with cameos of Jessica Jones before getting my whole season of Iron Fist. With, oh, look, there's Luke Cage and Jessica Jones now. And it's like, oh, look, now we're the Defenders because we're going to put Namor in it. That would be cool, though.
That'd be neat.
For the Submariner to show up. Josh?
Why are you still asking me questions?
Just to break it up, man.
I don't know who Deadpool is.
So
either.
It's not Tony
when he leaves.
With Marvel looking at Netflix as, it looks like their preferred choice for expanding their cinematic universe, having only two series on ABC, but then having, five upcoming series on Netflix. It looks like they're looking more toward that to help it expand their universe. I don't know how well that's going to work out because not everybody's going to have access to what's coming on Netflix, but everybody with a television and rabbit ears can tune in to see what's happening on any of the big three networks, CBC, ABC, CBC? No. CBS, ABC, Fox, any of that. So I'm not sure how well this will work out for Marvel in the long run. I mean, geeks and fans will find a way to get their hands on this to see it.
And they'll eat all of it up.
But finding a way to get your hands on it doesn't necessarily line the coffers of the guys at Marvel.
And if they can't monetize it efficiently enough, they'll go a different route. They might just stick with movies.
I mean, this might be something where Netflix came to them looking for ideas, and they said, well, we got these,
can you make money off of this?
That nobody's doing anything with. And maybe Netflix is paying them for the rights to those than Netflix is putting them out, which makes more sense for a business model when Marvel has no money necessarily vested in this and it's all on the shoulders of Netflix to succeed or fail.
Right.
But the properties that are being given to Netflix to produce are picked by Marvel, which is why you're getting some stuff, with the exception of Daredevil, most average people haven't heard a lot of, the Defenders,
right?
As they were. So, I don't know. Any more comic properties on TV is great, right, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking, it's win-win for the geek culture, whole. Certainly, and of course, it just increases, revenue ultimately for Marvel because they can get a resurgence in these comic books or, characters in video games and, stuff like that.
Well, they will.
Oh, yeah. They will. So, I guess good on you, Marvel, for trying something new with a digital distribution, type tactic on your IPs and giving Gotham a run for their money. So,
streaming is the way of the future.
I guess it is. So good on you, Marvel, and we hope to see more of you. But until we do, that's going to wrap us up here this week at the Actively Distracted Dialogues podcast. Be sure, tune in next week for our next discussion. I think we're going to be talking about DC's television universe to kind of see how that mirrors or doesn't mirror Marvel's television universe. I'm sure Josh will have much more to offer on those topics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And maybe even Tony for that matter.
A little bit of Arrow.
I got Flash covered pretty well. Pretty big fan. So yeah, that's going to wrap us up here. Please go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/theADDpodcast and leave us some feedback. And you can also hit us up on iTunes to subscribe. Just search for Actively Distracted Dialogue. We'll be like the first one that pops up. If you're not an iPhone user, you can also subscribe to us on the Stitcher app for your Android mobile devices, whether they're tablets or telephones. Just go to Stitcher and, again, search for Actively Distracted Dialogue. We're going to be there. And while you're searching and subscribing, go ahead and check out the other podcasts on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Just do a search for WDPN. You'll get several of them. They got podcasts, everything that range from discussions about the world of Disney, and like I said earlier, on over to a lot of comic stuff, a lot of comic books, and then, you know, a lot of comic movies, more recaps than what we're doing here. So yeah, check them out too. But for Josh, for Tony, I'm Mike. Take us home, Steve.
Hello, this is Stephen Hawking. Thanks for listening to the Actively Distracted Dialogue podcast. Chupacabras, everybody.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.